You turn with me in your Bibles to Ecclesiastes and chapter 3. And we'll begin at verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboureth? I have seen the travail which God has given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also he has set the world in their hearts, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labour. It is the gift of God. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it, that men should fear before him. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been, and God requireth that which is past. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you for your greatness. Father, we thank you that you're in control. And Father, we thank you that you speak. We pray, Lord, that even now that you would come and speak to us, speak to our hearts, we pray. Draw us closer to yourself, we pray, at this time. Pray, Lord, that you'd speak through me. Pray, Lord, that you would magnify your name amongst us, even now, in Jesus' name. Amen. These are very familiar words, and we perhaps know them well. And in the heart of it is this sense of God being in control, and how there is a season for all things, and how there is a great need for us as the people of God, both in our own lives and the life of a fellowship, to discern that season and that time. As I was preparing this and thinking on it, I was thinking of just as that which people know of when Chamberlain came back in having met with Hitler before the Second World War, and he came back with that piece of paper which said "Peace in our time." And as I was thinking, there was a man who did not know the seasons. He did not know the times. He did not know what was going on. The country, the world was on the brink of war. There was this new season. For 20 years, the world had effectively been at peace after the First World War, and now the world was on the brink of war. And there was a new season, a new time. And for each one of us as individuals, in our own lives and as a church, we have to discern the season and the time that we're in. And there is a sense in which we can get, as it were, familiar with the season that we've been in, the time that we've been in. And we can look to that as if that's going to just carry on the same. And yet, we can find ourselves that the Lord is taking us into a new season and a new time in our lives, where God is going to do something new and fresh in our own lives and in our own hearts, and something fresh and new in the life of the fellowship. And the key is to realize that God is in control and God is sovereign, and to know what God is doing and have that discernment of what God is doing amongst us and in our own lives. It's to get the mind of Christ for ourselves individually and the mind of Christ for us corporately. And as we look through this passage, we will see this unveiled. But we also see that in verse 14, it says, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nothing can be added to it, neither anything can be taken from it. And God does it. You see, it's God that's doing it. You see, when we understand that there are seasons and there are times where God is working in our lives, we can look back in our own lives to different times and different seasons. We can look back to the life of a church and we can see different times and different seasons in that life of that church. And what we see at the heart of it is it's the work of God doing it. I can look back in my own life, just as I'm sure each one of you can, and you can look back to different times and seasons in your life, and you can see that at the heart of it all was God working out his purposes, God working out his plans, God doing the work. And at the heart of it all is God being on the throne. God being on the throne of our hearts, God being on the throne amongst his people and in amongst the fellowship. It's God on the throne and God fulfilling his purposes. And it says that what God does lasts for eternity. Everything that God does in our hearts, everything that God does in the life of a fellowship will last for eternity. It has eternal consequences, and it is something that when God does the work, it's going to last for eternity. And it says, no man can take away from what God does, and no man can add to it. What God is doing in your heart, and what God is doing in the life of this fellowship, and any other fellowship that loves and knows the Lord, across the country, across the world, where God is working, then it will last and it will endure for all eternity. Not just for this age, but for all eternity. And that's a wonderful thought when we think that God is on the throne and what God is doing in our lives and what God is doing in the life of this fellowship. It should cause us to rejoice and to know that God, who is perfect, God who is almighty, He is performing his work. He is performing his work in your life, and he's performing his work in the life of this fellowship. And to see that God is sovereign and he has a time and he has a season. And the season that you're going through now is not the same season, the same time that you were going through 10 years ago. And the season, and you may be about to enter into a new season and a new time as an individual. And the sense is that as a fellowship, we're entering into a new time and a new season now. And that will mean that we're not in the time and the season of yesteryear. It's not the same time. It's not the same season of what has come before. It's entering into that new time and that new season. And as we see unfolded in this chapter, we see that each season is marked by something different. It says there is a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. We see that there are those times where God is bringing forth something glorious and something wonderful. God is doing something so fresh and something so new in our lives. And we see something being born in our hearts. We see something born in the life of a fellowship. But it also talks about and that time where something is being planted, and we know that there is a right season for everything to be planted. There is a right season for every different plant. I'm no gardener. Just in having my own place, I've begun to learn a little bit about gardening, and I know that there are certain times where certain things need to be planted, and there's right times. And it's the same in your life. And it's the same in the life of the fellowship. There are things that God will plant in your life and he will plant and bring forth in the life of a fellowship that is for now, not for a previous season. That previous season, there was something else happening. But he then says, there is a season for planting. And the danger is, if we're not discerning the Lord and what the Lord is doing, we get all the seasons mixed up. We get all the times mixed up because we're not aware of what God is doing. But God says, I have a time and I have a season in your life and in the life of the fellowship. And all I require of you is to discern the time and to discern the season. And then to walk in my ways in the light of that. And so there is a time for that planting. But there is also, which is extraordinary, it says a time to pluck up that which is planted. And I'm strongly of a belief, just in the way that the whole chapter unfolds, that this isn't talking about a harvesting. This is talking about where there is a time where things have to be removed in order for the new thing to happen. That we know that with the life of a plant, you know, it can come to the end of its life, and in order for that ground to be used for something new, for a new plant, something has to be removed. And God does these things. God does these things. And he does these things in our own hearts. I remember how the Lord led me to come here. And I was working with a church in Welling Garden City. I was greatly involved in open air preaching. I was leading the Bible study there. I was really sort of almost like the apostle's assistant at that church, very involved in the work. And then I began to sense in my spirit that the Lord was moving me on. But I needed that confirmation. Now, I was renting a flat at the time, and the arrangement was very simple. And in actual fact, was very unusual, because normally you just have these kind of rolling 6-month contracts. But I didn't have that. I had a situation where they would give me 2 months' notice if they wanted me to move, and I would give them 1 month. Now, at the beginning, I was assured that I could stay there as long as I wanted, because the reality was they had no desire to sell the place. It was just an investment. They were quite happy if I could stay there for years. Then, I was seeking the Lord. Was the Lord moving me on to something new? And within a week, I'd had a letter through to say they now want to sell the property, and we're giving you 2 months' notice to leave the flat. It was a confirmation that I was now entering into a new time. Something was being plucked out in my life. There was a plucking out. There was a removing of what had gone before. That season had come to an end. That time had come to an end, and I was entering into something new. And it's the same in our own lives, and it's the same in the life of this fellowship, that the Lord brings us into something new. And it's not that plunking out, that removing, it's not something of despair, because it's the end of one thing and a coming into something new. It shouldn't cause us to worry. We can get comfortable in it. I know that when I left university, it was probably the 3 of the best years of my life. Surrounded by people all my own age, friends, just constantly in and out of each other's houses. It's a wonderful time. But I couldn't stay as a student forever. There had to be a moving on to a new season, a new time, and God led me into that new thing. And that's what he does with all of us. There's a new time, there's a new season, there's a new work for us to do. And it doesn't matter what stage of life. You never know what's around the corner. You never know what time or season that God's got for you. You don't know. And as a fellowship, you know, it's about discerning the Lord's working amongst us, what he is doing amongst us, and seeing that God, his hand, and what God does is for eternity. God is in control, and it's for eternity, and nothing can be taken from it, and nothing can be added to it. It says, there is a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up. And we know in our own lives that God comes and does a work. And he says there's things in your life that need to be broken down, the things that are wrong, the things that are the idols that need to be brought down. But the wonderful thing is that as God speaks to us and he points out things in our lives that are not right, and we've had these messages in the past, you know, where God has spoken to us as individuals and as a church, that things need to be broken down in our lives. But the wonderful thing is that as we are obedient to that and those things that are that need to be broken down, those idols, he then comes and he heals and he restores and he lifts us up and he takes us into a new place in the Spirit. And the Spirit of God fills us. And as those things are broken down, the Spirit of God comes in and fills our hearts. That's what God does. He doesn't leave us in that place where we've broken down, as it were, the idols. We've broken down the things. We've come against those things that have ensnared us and trapped us, as it were, a time to kill, as it were, to come against all those things that have taken root in our lives. He doesn't say, right, you've done that and now I'm leaving you. He says, no, there's also a time to heal where you'll be restored and lifted up and filled with the Spirit of God. That's what replaces the breaking down of the idols. When there's a breaking down of the idols, it doesn't leave an empty void. God doesn't leave an empty void. He says there's a time to heal, where God restores his people, where God fills them with his Spirit, where God takes them into a new experience of the majesty and the glory and the working of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what he does. Says a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. And there is a time where there is a weeping and there's a mourning. We know that in our own, in a very natural way, where we might weep and mourn over the loss of someone. But the Lord comes and he restores and he comes and heals. So he brings back the joy. He restores that. But also in the life of a fellowship, there are times where we mourn over, there's a weeping over the lost state of people around us. But he brings us through to a place of rejoicing and dancing and singing over ones who are saved, because they're getting saved. There's a time for weeping and mourning because of the lost state of people, but he brings us through to the place of dancing and joy. He takes us through to a new season, a season from which we go from weeping to a place of dancing. It says a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. And again, as I was thinking this, there's that time where there's a need to, that kind of preparation for God to do a work. There are stones in our hearts, in our lives, things that are not right. He says, cast them away. Because when you cast them away, then I can build a work in your heart and I can build a work in the fellowship. Things that are not right in the fellowship have to be cast away in order that God can come by the power of the Spirit of God into the life of the fellowship. And God builds the work. God does it. It says God is sovereign. God is on his throne. God is Lord over all. He says, no one can add to what I'm doing and no one can take away. But I'm on the throne. I'm Lord of all. I'm King of kings. That's who he is. And he says, yes, there's a time to cast away the stones. You think of a field and you are not going to build anything if that field is full of stones. And first of all, you cast out all the stones. You take all the stones away so that you can then build Make the building, prepare the building. And God says, when you cast all the things that are not right in the life of a fellowship, when those are all gone, and you're just left with that field, that ground that's ready, then that's the time to gather the stones. To gather the stones. And God then brings the people. He brings the people, he gathers the people, and that's going to be the structure of what God is going to do. It's God doing a work, God doing the power. It's the power of God. It's the gracious working of the Spirit of God amongst us. And it's the same in our lives. We cast away the things that are not right in our lives, that God can build and do a great work in our hearts. That's what he wants to do. It's wonderful. It's the glory of God. It's God doing his work. It's a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away. God blessing us. God blessing us. Individually, corporately, knowing the blessing of God day by day, the knowing the blessing of God in your own life. And he says, I will tell you when to give. And then he says, right now, there's a person in need. I want you to give. I want you to help that person. There was a time that I said I wasn't telling you to give. Yes, we come and we give our tithes into the work of the Lord. We give that and we have that responsibility. But there is also another giving. And he says, there's a time to give. And he says, right now, I want you to give to that person. I want you to help that person. There's a person in need there. You have been blessed by me so that you can give to other people. There's a season for giving. And God says, there's a season in your life. And it's discerning and knowing the time that God has is giving to you. It's knowing what God is doing in your life. Are you discerning day by day, moment by moment, what God, what the season is, what the time is? There is a time to keep silence, a time to speak. We need this in as we evangelize. So often we fail to understand this. I know this as one who has done a much gospel preaching, street preaching, evangelizing. I know that time and again I failed on this. But there is a time to keep silence, and there's a time to speak. There's a time where those words will not produce anything. In fact, they may even cause harm. But then there's a time to speak. And that word will bring life, and that will bring fruitfulness. And it's God doing the work. It's God doing the work. And we see that there's a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. You see, there are these seasons, there are these times. There's a time where God fills us with a deep, as it were, hatred of sin. And it rises up within us. But there's also that season of, and that call to love those in need. It's a different work of God. And to understand this, understand what God is doing. What God is doing in your life. And to see that God is sovereign. God is the one who is the author of the seasons and the times in your life. He's the author and the creator of the times and the seasons in the life of the church. God is doing the work. And he says all you need to do is discern the time and the season. And to walk in my ways. That's all I require of you to do. And as you do that, you will know fruitfulness, whatever the time, whatever the season. God will bring it to pass. No man can add to it. No one can take away from it. Whatever man tries to do. But to understand, and I believe that God is leading us into something new. The fullness of it, I don't know. But I know that God, the season that we have been in is not the season that we're about to be. We're even we're going into is not the same season that we've been in. And you can't live in the same way of the previous season. If I look back, if I take back that illustration in just closing, of when I ceased being a student, I couldn't stop going to university but carry on living as if I was a student. And sometimes we enter into this new season and time, and we live and act as if we're still in the old season. The season has changed, the time has changed, God's doing the new thing, but we're living as if we're still in the old season and still living in the old time. It's as if we're still, with me, it would have been as if I was still at university, even though I wasn't at university. And we have to discern and say, right, God, what are you doing? What's the new thing that you're doing? And now we're going to live in the light of that new season and that new time, and we're going to live in that. And the same with us, the same as individuals and same as a fellowship. And that's where we will know the fruitfulness. That's where we will know the blessing. That's where we will know God's hand upon us. And God doing something in the life of the fellowship, in the life of us as individuals, that will last for eternity. Because what God does lasts for eternity. It is not constrained to this age. Everything else is vanity. Everything is empty. Everything else will fade away. But what God does lasts for eternity. And through his people. And God will build the work. He will gather the stones together. And see God's hand at work. And whatever God's doing in your own life, know that God, it's God's season. It's God's time. It may be that you're about to enter into a new time, a new season. I don't know. But what I do know is there is a time and a season. And it's about living in that time and living in that season under the sovereignty of God. Amen.